It's time for our middle school update, and we head to Quincy Middle School and welcome in Principal Penny Brockway during this busy month of March. Lots going on for the kids, lots going on for the teachers, lots going on for the administrators, and we'll see if we kind of touch base on a little bit of everything, but you also get the parents involved too, just coming off your parent-teacher conferences, right?
Yes, we are, Ken. Trying to come off of our parent-teacher conferences. We had a snow day last week, had to cancel Wednesday's conferences, so they're rescheduled for tomorrow evening. So we hope the rest of our parents will make it out then.
What do you look for in parent-teacher conferences at the middle school level?
In the spring, we have a set of conferences that we title student-led, and so the students have a portfolio of their work that they present to their parents, and we use kind of a progressive method starting in fifth grade where the teacher's right there kind of hand-holding and helping the student present the work that they've done, and we work that all the way up through the eighth grade where the parent actually comes in and interviews their own child as if their child were applying for a job and lets the kid know at the end, would I hire you or not, considering the work that you just put forth in front of me. And so it's a really neat process that the kids go through as they do spring student-led conferences. But truly what we're looking for is parents to just be a part of their students' education, to be engaged with the school, and really to just hold our hand and help us walk through this process with their child, because they, of course, know them better than anyone.
All right. Doing some self-assessment, too. The MEEP scores are back, and there's some pretty good news at the middle school, right?
There is good news. We have been a focus school for 2 years and found that our biggest gaps were in science and our literacy that stems its way through every content area. And we have really made some strides in closing that gap, bringing the bottom 30% up, keeping our top consistent and high, and we're doing well. We're on the right track. So we're identifying what we're doing right, and we're going to duplicate that in those other areas where we need some work.
So now as you look at these scores that are back, then still some more tweaking for next year then?
You bet. We need a strong focus on our math scores. We also need a strong focus on parent involvement as we talk about those conferences, parent-teacher conferences, because the more parents are involved, the more we see success for the students. So those two areas are really kind of a focus for us.
Well, it's time for the kids, too, to show off their talents, not just in the academic end of things, but also on stage as well.
You bet. Every year we have a fun variety show right before spring break. So that'll be coming up on April 4th. We're looking forward to that. We had numerous, I would imagine 20-some different acts of kids who wanted to be in the variety show, and they have all kinds of talent, for lack of a better thing to call it, but they truly show their colors, and middle schoolers are a lot of fun, so we enjoy this time of year for that.
All right, so how do their talents compare to maybe like when, back in the days when you were on stage, Tip-Off Festival, and those kinds of things?
They're much more talented. They have true skill. I just stood around and talked. So, I give them a lot of credit, and they are it's a great thing to work with middle school kids in that, because at the fifth and sixth grade level, we find them very open and willing to share, and at that seventh and eighth grade level, they're a little more resigned to sitting back and watching and hanging out with their friends. So it's fun, though, to watch.
Well, and it's a great growth thing for them as well.
You bet it is. And anything on stage, anytime we can get them to present themselves in front of others, all the more confidence building that is. And that really shows up in the classroom in the end.
All right. Busy time of year going right now for you guys. Thanks, Penny. And we'll talk soon, all right?
Sure. Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye. Penny Brockway, principal at De Quincy Middle School, with us this morning on this edition of our Middle School Update.